The county council voted to set up the water system impact fees, a fee analysis, and an impact fee facilities plan. Mountain Regional Finance Officer Scott Green explained they're setting up a uniform impact fee throughout the basin, except for Promontory. That's a change from when Mountain Regional was set up in 2003.
When we first adopted impact fees, we just consolidated like 10 or 15 service areas into our district. And the consensus at the time was each of those areas wanted their own impact fee because they were all worried that they were subsidizing everyone else in the world. And they all thought that we'd have the lowest if we did it by service area. So we did that by service area in 2003, and now, 10 years later, we're saying we're a regional system and we're going to charge the same impact fee no matter where you live in the district, other than Promontory has a lower impact fee because they also have special assessment bonds that pay for some of their infrastructures.
The impact fee proposal brought strong opposition last winter from Promontory manager Rich Sontag and attorney Tom Ellison. As council member Chris Robinson recalled, the water district's proposal to calculate the fees based on an ERC, that's equivalent residential connection, was going to ratchet up the fees for Promontory.
They asserted that the county and Promontory had an agreement that said an ERC is an ERC is an ERC, and it's defined as regardless of size. And these guys were trying to impose size criteria, where if it was super big, it might be 1.5 ERCs. And they cried foul.
Yeah.
And if you read paragraph 1 here, it says, Mountain Regional reviewed its contracts and now acknowledges that all homes within Promontory shall be considered as one ERC and the resorts as 0.6. And so we had to live by our agreement.
On a related topic, Mountain Regional will be asking for a rate increase of about 3.5% for 2014 and 2015. For 3 years following that, Scott Green said a rate increase could be anywhere annually from 3.5% to 5%.
And there's a lot of different reasons for that, but our costs are to the point where they're going up just for our power, lease fees, and debt service, about $275,000 a year for the next 5 years. And because of that, we're going to be looking at rate increases each of the next 5 years. We just wanted to give you a heads up that we're kind of...
In the meantime, Mountain Regional Manager Andy Armstrong said that, in line with last year's Basin Water Compact, they're working on an interconnection between their system, Part City, and the private Summit Water Company. They will also set up emergency backup links to the Silver Creek neighborhood and Pine Meadows. County Manager Bob Jasper said his past experience tells him those water interconnections are important to set up.
When I was in Reno, Marshall County, we had at the time, the main water provider was a private company, and it, due to a big mudslide, went down. And we were desperate to not have to do a 3-month boil water situation. So one of the things I was trying to get across to this interconnect situation is that if one system goes down, you can connect, and you don't know how important that is until a system goes down and all of a sudden people don't have any water or...
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.